I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. IU's Summer Theater opened all three of their shows this past weekend with the gently probing Our Town, the sometimes raucous musical The 25th Annual Putnam County Spelling Bee, and the comedy of a mystery character, The Foreigner. All three continue in rotating repertory through the month. The whole company appears in Our Town, and it splits up for the other two shows. I'm spacing my theater going this summer, and Saturday at the Wells Metz Theater, I was up for the spelling. The set is designer Dan Tracy's vision of the Putnam County Middle School gym. It's complete with basketball goals, pennants, bleachers for the spellers, and a simple table for the judges. The show is in the round, and they actually move everything 180 degrees a couple of times to give everyone in the audience a variety of views. By the way, there is a Putnam County, Indiana, but none of the middle schools has a piranha cannibal fish as their mascot. Maria Grandi plays the judge Rona Lisa Peretti. She's a successful area realtor and a past competitor with fond memories of her winning word, syzygy. J.C. Hempel plays the other judge, Vice Principal Douglas Panch. The audience got a good laugh when he was announced as a fill-in for the principal stuck in construction on Indiana 37. Sean Blake appears as Mitch Mahoney. He's a rough fellow on probation. Mahoney is equipped with balloons, dictionaries, and juice boxes for the losing contestants as the contest's comfort counselor. The six contestants are quite a collection. Chip Tolentino, Cole Winston is a former winner who will be upended by puberty. Logan Schwartz and Grubner, Casey McCoy, later simply called Schwartzy, is a tense young woman with two fathers. Leif Conybeare, Justin Smooz, makes his own clothes and seems to spell in a trance. Will Barfay, everyone calls him Barfy, Matthew Weidenbenner, was last year's runner-up, back to right the past year's wrong. Marcy Park, Nina Donville, is everyone's overachieving achiever, six languages, martial arts, ballet, etc., etc. Olive Ostrovsky, Kate Swaney, is the sympathetic redhead without the entry fee, whose mother is in ashram and whose father always works late. By the way, four members of the audience, each of whom is gently and amusingly abused, are chosen to add to the evening's fun. The 25th Annual Putnam County Spelling Bee does a nice job of introducing each character and letting us get to know their strengths and their quirks. Olive sings of her friend the dictionary. Conybeare laments that his family doesn't think he's that smart. Chip goes down to defeat at the onset of a distracting pubescent moment. Barfay, displays a magic foot for spelling. Mitch, the comfort counselor, has an eloquent prayer. Schwartzy has a bit of a meltdown and is coached by both fathers. Marcy actually receives thoughtful counsel from Jesus Christ. Chip, in a wig, purposely misspells and then puts on a show of language and physical arts. Olive is comforted by a vision of her mother and father, Judge Rona in a sari with Judge Douglas at her side. There are a lot of laughs in the show, some with nicely thought-out local angles. Throughout, there are many involving individual character moments, and there are plenty of energetic and swirling movements for all, where the very strong cast gets to show off their dance chops. The singing's very strong, with special applause for Sean Blake and Maria Grandi. The 25th Annual Putnam County Spelling Bee is directed and choreographed by new IU faculty member Richard Rowland. Musical preparation and direction from the keyboard is by Hannah J. Callie. Costume design is by Lena Pisano. Lighting design, including the clever use of spots in that tight setting, is by Alan Hahn. Helping us hear all the words in balance is the sound design by Andrew Hobson. The IU Summer Theater's performances of the 25th Annual Putnam County Spelling Bee continue in rep through July 28th. And at the theater, that's T-H-E-A-T-R-E, for you, I'm George Walker.